just after 5 o'clock, I'm going to see if Heidi Harris has had a change of heart. She's been talking on air about how there's no way she's ever going to take this coronavirus vaccine. But a lot of people are taking it. Have they changed her mind? The fact that Vice President Pence will get it tomorrow and the president-elect will get it next week. Is that a good enough reason for her to change her mind? We're going to find out. I'm just going to ask her. I'm not going to dance around the question. I'm just going to say, you ready to change your mind? You want that vaccine? What about it? And she's had it. She's tested positive. And unlike me, I was asymptomatic. She was very symptomatic and was very ill for an extended period of time. And you followed it on her Facebook page. I mean, she chronicled how bad it was. Are you sure you don't want to change your mind? I'm going to give her that opportunity coming up just after 5 o'clock, so be listening. Stay where you are. Nothing's going to move while you're away. Trust me. We're still going to be here as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
That's 4:30, and good news, at least for your reporter, yours truly, the traffic cams are back up. They were out for a moment. We are getting some congestion, according to those traffic cams. Eastbound Summerlin Parkway in Buffalo, 15 south at Oakey. Heavy volumes through there, 15 north at Tropicana, ditto on that. Moderate flows on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Eastern. And utility work continues, that's on Boulder Highway South. That's between Charleston and Sahara. You can expect some delays through there. Also, construction on Interstate 15, that's in both directions on the Northern Beltway 215. The lanes and the shoulders are going to be reduced there until late 2021.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders play the Chargers tonight, Thursday night football, and the Raiders are going into the game behind the eight ball. Individuals who will not play: defensive end Cleveland Farrell with a shoulder issue, and then linebacker Nicholas Morrow, cornerback Damon Arnett, and safety Jonathan Abram. They are all in concussion protocol. Rookie receiver Henry Ruggs remains on the reserve COVID-19 list. So four of the Raiders' 5 first-round picks over the past 2 years will not be able to play. Cornerback Nevin Lawson, he is questionable for the game with an illness, and they're not going to be at full bear with the coaches as well. Offensive coordinator Greg Olson will miss the game due to COVID-19 reasons. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Now's the time to finish up your holiday shopping at Macy's One Day Sale, where you'll find deals of the day priced so low you don't need a coupon. Cold weather is here, so get 60% off warm coats for her and 50 to 60% off boots, booties, and more. Then finish the look with 25 to 40% off beauty and fragrances from MAC, Michael Kors, Vince Camuto, and more. Plus, it's time to spend your Macy's money online and in stores, starting tomorrow at Macy's. For details, visit Macy's.com/Macy's Money. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactase and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-bye fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I have been slogging through a voluminous USA Today. How many pages is this? Wow, this is... This has got to be 20 pages long. Coronavirus Chronicles. Students struggle to learn and find comfort in online learning. And what we find is that half of U.S. students are attending virtual-only schools across the country. We are struggling with that here in the CCSD. And basically what they found is the consequences are most dire for low-income students, which we've got a ton of in the Clark County School District. We have, what, 300,000 kids, and a lot of them, most of them are struggling. Now the question is, as the Clark County School District and the Teachers Union have come together, and they have come to some memorandum of understanding, the fact is, we know it's not working. Now, they've been doing testing just in the last, week in the Clark County School District. And my question, and I've asked teachers this, and I've asked parents this, if this is such a problem, why are we still doing it? Now, there's a possibility, if you've been listening to Gentleman Jim, one of the things that they're talking about is maybe by mid-February transitioning over to at least younger grades, K through 3, doing the what they call face, what they're calling it face-to-face learning. Or is it possible that we're going to get everybody in, work them on shifts, and that's how kids will go to school, that they'll do it in shifts. That's been tried a couple of places around the country. Don't know of the success. But I urge you to look this up on USA Today. And the headline is Coronavirus Chronicles. Students struggle to learn and find comfort in online learning. That's why suicides are up and all kinds of bad stuff is happening. But I'll just tell you, this is amazing. You need to read this if you have children in the Clark County School District. If you're a member, I will tell you this, if you're a member of the Clark County Board of Trustees, you need to read this. This is what's happening all across the nation. And they looked at Milwaukee, and they looked at a bunch of different cities. And the fact is, it's simply not working. I predicted this, over the summer? That online learning was a failure in March and April and May, and it is a failure today. Now the question is the district going to have the cojones to abandon online learning? It's simply not working. Now, I want you to hear, and this is relatively short, this is Ken Buck. He's a congressman from Colorado. He was on with Sandra Smith this morning and called for a special prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case. I'm sick and tired of the Biden crime family running away from this whole thing. I'm a big believer in the presumption of innocence and all of that. But there is mounting evidence. There's another email that came out today. I mean, it's just incredible what's going on. This was Ken Buck, though, this morning. It's cut one with Sandra Smith calling for a special prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case. Here it is.
From my perspective, I think the President Trump or President-elect Biden needs to appoint a special counsel. If you look at who Hunter Biden is dealing with, he's not dealing with Western European nations. He's not dealing with countries whose leadership share our values. He's dealing with communist China. He receives a multi-hundred thousands of dollar check from the mayor's wife of Moscow. He's dealing with a corrupt Ukrainian oligarch. These are people that no American company should be dealing with, much less the vice president's son involving the vice president in those activities.
But you just saw that they are, again, saying very little, if anything, about this. How much longer can the Biden team in transition, about to enter the White House, ignore questions on this matter?
Well, they ignore questions to their own detriment. I think the American people are fed up with corruption in Washington, D.C. I think they're fed up with people selling their office for personal gain, and that's exactly what it appears President-elect Biden did. And if he didn't do it, we need to have a special counsel to clear the air. It's the special counsel that should be answering the questions, just like Special Counsel Mueller investigated President Trump and cleared him. If President-elect Biden is cleared, so be it. If he's not cleared, we need to make sure that we proceed with criminal charges against Hunter Biden and, if necessary, against Joe Biden when he leaves office.
There you go. Ken Buck, a Colorado congressman, a Republican with Sandra Smith. We need more members of Congress to come out and talk about this. Brushing this under the carpet is not going to be the answer. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It's Thursday, 34 days from the inauguration of a new president. Or maybe the old president. We don't know. We just don't know right now. Stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas at A-Plus Automotive. Get your repairs done today and pay later at our two locations, 564 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard and 7235 South Rainbow Boulevard inside the car wash. A-Plus Automotive repairs today, pay later.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, I was just looking through this report in USA Today from a couple of days ago. This is scary stuff. Minority children who are more likely to be learning remotely, less likely to have appropriate technology. They don't have the tablets or the Wi-Fi. And home environments that are conducive to independent study. Children with disabilities and those learning, the language, Hispanics, have particularly struggled in the absence of in-class instruction. Many of these students were already begging academically before the pandemic. Now they're even further behind. In high-poverty schools, one in three teachers report that their studies and their students are significantly less prepared for grade-level work this year compared with last year. According to a report by the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit research institute, class failure rates have skyrocketed in school systems from Fairfax, Virginia, to Greenville, South Carolina. Fewer kindergartners met early literacy targets in Washington, D.C. this fall. And this is all a result of the pandemic and online so-called distance learning. What it tells you is that they're not learning. And this is a problem that unless this gets fixed right now, and I mean kids go back into school tomorrow, tens of thousands of children are unaccounted for altogether. Hillsborough County, Florida, started this year missing more than 7,000 students. Los Angeles saw kindergarten enrollment drop by about 6,000. Where do those kids go? Where'd they go? They just disappeared. Poof. They're gone. You got to read this. It's a USA Today Coronavirus Chronicles. Students struggle to learn and find comfort in online learning. And there really isn't all that much learning to be had. By the way, coming up in just a couple minutes, Heidi Harris. Is she ready to concede? No, I'm not talking about the presidential election. I'm talking about the ability to get a vaccine, the willingness to get a vaccine. She's told me on air and off air, no way I'm going to get the vaccine. We'll see if she's changed her mind. No, she might have found religion, We'll find out. We'll find out in just a couple minutes. One of the things I want you to hear, though, is Nikki Haley. I promised I would get this in, and I just don't want to get to the end of the program and then go, oh, we're out of time. This is Nikki Haley with Dana Perino earlier today on Fox. Why she is headed to Georgia this weekend. It's an important weekend in Georgia as we get towards Christmas. Here it is, Nikki Haley, the former ambassador to the UN.
Well, we are going to Georgia on Sunday. We're going to be campaigning across the state. We're looking forward to a great time with the people of Georgia. But Kelly is absolutely right. There is a lot at stake in Georgia, and there's a lot at stake in the country. And, you know, just talking about the foreign policy that we talked about, we have to have a Senate that's going to hold Biden and his allies accountable on how they deal with China. We have to have a strong Senate so that if he looks to jump back into the Iran deal, there's some guardrails there that say you can't just go back to the way it was. We have to have a strong Senate that's going to make sure not only are we strong on foreign policy, but is also going to make sure that we don't turn over the budget committee to Bernie Sanders or allow AOC to get away with what she says. If they win the Senate, they will have full power to negotiate. So a lot at stake. We look forward to being in Georgia. It's going to be a good time, and we have to win these races.
Let me ask you just one last question. So in South Carolina, when you were governor and that horrible church shooting happened there in Charleston, and you took a leadership position about removing the Confederate flag from the Capitol. And so you're experienced in trying to bring people together. The nation feels quite polarized. Many people very disappointed, angry about this election. Going forward, any thoughts about how we can all pull together and how important it is that we do?
It's really important that we pull together as a country, because if we don't, the rest of the world sees us as distracted, and all of a sudden there's a bigger target on America's back. And the way to do that is, first of all, acknowledge the accomplishments of President Trump. I mean, I think our foreign policy is stronger than it was 4 years ago. We made a lot of strides in domestic policy. You look at the fact that we have a vaccine in record time that is safe and ready for people to use. And, you know, you look at all of the progress that we've made. And what we want to know, we want to remember from the Republican Party standpoint, is we don't want to go back to the days before President Trump. We want to build on those wins and build on those strengths. In terms of the Democratic Party that is becoming more and more progressive and going further to the left, they're going to have to reconcile that with themselves. How they go and sell defunding the police, how they go and sell being friends with, you know, socialist Venezuela and communist Cuba and thinking that China's not a big deal, they're going to get further to the left. But as parties, we're going to always debate. As American people, what we have to remember is we all agree on 90% of things. We agree on where we want to go, that we want our children to have more opportunities, that we want a safer country, mm-hmm. that we want to continue to be a country that realizes we're a work in progress and we have more we need to do. We just have different ways of getting there. And so I hope during this season and as we go into 2021, we remember all of us are mothers and daughters and sisters and people who are patriots that really do want to see a stronger and better America. And we can get there, but we have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to commit to action that will further strengthen America. And we have to understand that we're better together than we will ever be divided.
Nikki Haley, I'll bet you she'll be running in 2024. This hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour, Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge. I'll be headed there, I believe, tomorrow night for a little dinner, a little pre-Christmas dinner. Open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. As we talked about, more coming up on the rollout of the vaccine. And it looks like now we've got Moderna, has been approved or is on the verge of being approved. It needs CDC approval. But the FDA apparently has approved it. We'll have the latest coming up top of the hour. But the big question is the rollout. And a lot of questions about whether the rollout would be smooth here in Nevada, where there are a lot of things here in Nevada we have not done well. Obamacare rollout, remember that? You know, healthcare.gov and all that. And it was just a nightmare. Dieter has been a nightmare. All of that has been, you know, and that's with Republicans, Democrats, everybody. We'll talk about that. Heidi Harris will join us. We'll also let you hear from Mike Pence about what's at stake in Georgia. I think he gave the quintessential speech on what's at stake on January 5th. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.